Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
First of all, today, what is the status on our European compatriot? Is he doing
he
all right?
He passed yesterday.
In Italy?
He was in Rome yesterday. He said that he's not going to check in today because...
Good.
Because I think even divided by international waters, he felt the mood yesterday. And he said,
but, I mean, it wasn't the mood. It was
no,
just
it was
that,
the fact that,
it's,
that
it's like he's trying to do everything, and it's not, you know, look,
we
know the truth,
data.
Right?
We can't
behind
use
the scenes, technical assistance,
yeah,
running different things. There's nobody better. It's why
right.
It's why we give him ads for his Podcaster's Warehouse, because he can help people do a very good job
of
that.
Yeah.
When it comes to on-air presence, it is a unique cocktail, and I believe, would you not agree, like everybody that comes on this show that lingers, they improve. I like to think
100%,
that as
yes.
broadcasters,
mm-hmm.
And he's gotten better and better. Even with the dropped consonants, it's his personality, and it's fine. But the contributions from the man at the lower part of the screen most of the time are not so essential that they have to be. And I'd like him to enjoy his time in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, it's not everyone that gets to take an 8-month trip and really, really enjoy it. But I think that the problem was his effectiveness as an entertainer is hampered by digital cell service. When he's Wi-Fi'd in solid, it's great.
Well, you're doing that with him tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's show will be a recap of the trip up to this point. And I don't want to tease too much, but I know I got a text from him yesterday, and he said it's almost like everyone in his crew is taking turns ruining each day.
Oh.
So I'm going to hear a lot of venting, I think.
All I know is
but
that
I'm excited.
My cousin went to France. And there are
where
stories.
Where the naked ladies dance?
This is what, there were stories that came out of that trip, and for any long-term trip, that when you involve children, it can be a little difficult.
Yeah.
That's the nicest way that I can put it. It can be a little bit difficult.
I've seen kids bored at an amusement park. They're not going to have fun at the Louvre. You know, it's just kids are kids. You can't make them be something they're not.
The quote that I had yesterday was to both my wife and my son was, it's going to be a long summer.
I disagree. I think your summer is going to fly by. It's going to be Labor Day before you know it.
I you know what? Right now, it's me and my 11-year-old, Mrs. O'Mara, is off supporting.
Careful the way you phrase that. You said my 11-year-old, Mrs. O'Mara. And we know she's at least twice that.
Well, that was 10 years ago.
But... Mike, you've got your kid in sports. You love that. You got your golf. You love that.
Don't have my golf.
No,
it's it's modified, and that's probably got me a little prickly as
that
well.
Is, you know, you've not mentioned that.
I will play Friday.
Okay.
And maybe even Saturday this week.
Friday, so. Remember, no meat, only
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, no meat on Friday. Let me see if I can bring my little man in, and we can have a little sit down because we... Michael, can you come in here, please? Thank you.
He was a delight during the pre-show.
Yeah, and don't turn his camera on until he actually puts
it. Okay, you tell me when. You be the director.
All right, but he might not hear me.
You can say, ready to... Take two.
Right.
And then we'll just bring his shot up.
Maybe I should try the, excuse me.
No.
It's already upsetting my stomach. The gentle approach. Michael!
Your house is not.
Come here!
And I know where you are in proximity to his bedroom. It's like.
It's absurd.
Don't you share a wall?
The square footage. We live in a trailer and we can't get.
The Red Sox highlight.
Yeah, the White Sox lost. Okay, I got bad news.
That's
for you.
Your highlight.
Sit down, put the headphones on, please. And don't yell at me and turn your phone off. Give me your phone again.
What did I do?
Just give me your phone. Just give me your phone. Just give me your
so
phone.
So much love.
All right.
And especially with what's
right
coming up this Sunday.
Grab the mic. Right. We're going to put this is your shot, buddy. This is for you. Shut the door.
I like that he
right,
can
you should
shut
turn on the
door.
Camera now so you can get the.
I like that he shuts the door without even having to stand up. You right, guys now, are you. In a tube. You're so small there.
Hi, buddy. Hi. You're going to say, please, we're testing the equipment here, right?
Hi.
How are you?
Come on, Michael. Come on, showbiz, baby. Come on, you can do
look
this.
Look down at the phone. Look down
look
at the phone
me
like you're talking
and tell
to
me about chocolate puffies or muffies.
There you go. See,
chocolate
Uncle
muffies.
Rob got you a little
chocolate
smile.
Muffies are amazing. I love
okay.
chocolate muffies.
How do they rank against Shackalicious gummies?
Good question. He's had those.
Depends. So, Shackalicious gummies.
A little louder.
Shackalicious gummies have, like, they're good in the
how
first
many,
bite.
Just hold on a second.
Hey, I'm talking.
All right, I can
oh,
do that.
Oh, God. Okay, this is not how you
how
do
many
it.
People that we have had on this show
yeah.
that are not well-versed in this, that we have said, you have to speak up, and then they scream.
Yeah,
because they are so intimidated.
The word when I engineer a session, the word I like to use is project.
Yeah.
I said, don't use an outside voice, but definitely speak a little more than normal. Project.
Now back to Shackalicious gummies.
Right. Yeah. Here they are again.
So Shackalicious gummies have kind of a weird aftertaste, in my opinion.
How do you feel about the texture? Because they're more like juju fruits than they are like proper gummies.
I like the texture.
I do
really
too.
Like the texture.
Do you have a favorite flavor of the three?
Probably blue raz.
Yeah, the berry punch, the blue shack.
Yeah.
Let's get a picture of them.
I knocked a few out during a Mission Impossible Reckoning final.
Yes.
With that. And by the way, how did you find the movie, Michael? I gave my little review of it. You were squirming around quite a bit. It didn't really hold your interest the whole time, did it?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was necessarily just it was so long.
It was 2 hours and 47 minutes.
And then like when it's it was repetitive. It was repetitive.
Mm. Yeah, it was. It was.
Long and repetitive, like this show.
Do you know? Not long.
No.
That's the only saving grace.
Well, getting longer. I mean,
Michael,
a few minutes.
Do you know that? How old did we say Tom Cruise was yesterday, Rob? How old is
oh,
he?
Oh, he's like 61? 63.
60. I thought he was 61 or 62.
I thought it was 63.
So all your little age jokes about me, and by the way, look at me on the screen, on your screen. No, on your
no,
screen.
No, look at me. Remember, look at me on the phone.
All right.
Hi.
So all your age jokes about me, you know, Tom, did you think Tom Cruise was that old in that movie? Looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, you do not look like him.
What do you think? Do you think your dad would do well in a biplane? And would you put him in a biplane? Traditionally has two seating areas, a front and a back. The back is for the pilot for some stupid reason. Do you put your dad as the pilot or as the harried passenger on
the
a biplane?
Harried passenger.
He knows that. Let me offer you congratulations on your high honors.
Let's go. Clap it up.
Would you care to explain why you only got 92% in math for your classwork?
I had 90. Oh, and like.
Yeah, I got you on that one, didn't I? Would you like to explain what that was all about? Was that perhaps you and Taylor cutting up a little bit?
No, it's weird because in any.
Is
other
it book, weird?
No. Rot. No.
What is this? A 3D movie? Maybe this is your math score. Neat, neat. Now, why is it weird?
Because in other classes we can see like our assignments and classwork, so it's easier to keep track of.
So the math teacher is what, like some screwball that just makes stuff up?
She's in the rearview mirror now, boy. Say whatever you want.
Call her a screwball, a tired old crone.
She's
a tired old crone.
She's not old. She's young.
She's very young.
Yes, she is.
Okay, yes. Hey, stop.
Hello!
It.
Robert had one of those teachers once.
But
I went on a field trip.
You're so weird.
He is, isn't he? He's very weird.
But I love talking to you.
Say it again, Michael. Say, you're so weird.
You're so weird.
There you go.
You know, your mother doesn't think I'm weird. She thinks I'm a dork. So, you know, I guess the truth probably lies within.
Yeah. He's not feeling, he's got a little, chest cold thing that he's battling. So wish him well that you're
Godfather. I wish you very well.
And if this is the last time, you know, it's been a pleasure.
See, he likes the dark humor. He likes that.
And you know what? So does Dad.
Yeah, Dad does too. Yeah.
All right, so the math teacher. Remember, there's only one different letter between Dad and Dad.
Oh, he'll use that one again.
The math teacher, they don't give you like a syllabus so you know what your sequence of events is? Is that the deal?
There was.
Microphone.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Listen to your headphones, and if you don't hear yourself, no one's hearing yourself. Yeah. Okay?
There was like a syllabus, but it was like, no, there wasn't a syllabus. I'm thinking of like preschool.
Isn't a syllabus your
schedule, kind of.
Your schedule of what's coming up.
And they normally give it to you in the first class.
Yes, okay. Yes. And no, we didn't. We just had like an intro, kind of like I had to show. It was like one of our first ever homeworks was showing my to my mom and dad that like how the grading works and like what
the grading is that you get a 92 and that sucks. That's how it works.
Okay.
Let me get onto another subject.
No, I want to talk about this.
Okay,
this,
well then
this
let's
really
get to
like
it, boy.
I really like this.
Now, let's put math in A slot today, Mike.
Anyway, she just didn't like. She wasn't helpful with the classwork. Mm. So sometimes
be careful. Someday you may marry some woman who is not helpful. It happens.
Well, they're supposed to. Okay.
They're supposed to what?
Oh my God! Now I got a last word competition between an 11-year-old and a 50-something 11-year-old.
May I ask another? Go back a second. If you were to rate the biplane movie, the Mission Impossible 10.
The biplane movie.
That's what I'm calling it, the biplane movie. The Flaming Parachute movie, 1 to 10, 10 being the best. How many math teachers do you give it on a scale of 1 to 10 math teachers?
How many math teachers do I
give? Oh, no. This is my worst nightmare that you're amusing
so
my
bad.
Boy. You're amusing my boy. You're amusing my boy.
You said we need to skew younger, all right?
Do you know the
I'm
line?
Not
do you know the line from, let's see, There Will Be Blood? I've abandoned my boy.
I've abandoned my boy.
Oh, I was thinking older. I was thinking about, but what about the boy?
No, that's a band of my boys. By the way, I told you about that at the golf tournament where a guy shouted that out after a guy hit a drive.
That's
so
funny.
A guy tees off and you hear a guy, I've abandoned my child.
So how many math teachers? 10 is the best. 1 is the worst. How many? Use your microphone.
3.
Wow. So that's not very good. That's not even a passing grade.
Yeah, we both walked. It was kind of meh. We walked out.
It was just.
It was
boring.
Words.
It was just jive. It was
okay.
It was your typical Mission Impossible movie.
Yep. It's sad and that like, they've made so many of them that they've become their own trope now. You know, they can't even do it.
Yep.
No, and it's like, how many Mission Impossible movies has there been?
I think this is the fifth one, isn't it?
I think so. Maybe something like that. Let's move on from Mission Impossible.
And I think he mispronounced. I
like
that he called it Mr. Impossible. Let's go see the Mr. Impossible.
Dun, 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 dun. And you can lean up like that. You can lean up into the camera like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Pokemon in a paragraph.
Oh, I love Pokemon, man. Pokemon's my life.
In a paragraph.
That's good.
Please explain what you are. Well, isn't baseball your life right now?
Oh, well, yeah.
I thought football was his life.
No, he's a football fan, but he's a baseball player, and he's like a bit of a golfer too. But right now, in his free time, he is collecting Pokemon. Now, last night, Mike, I'll let you talk about it in a second. But last night, we went over to the Mart of Wall, and as we went to the Mart of Wall, a kid that was maybe 25, 26 years old came in too.
I love that you call that guy.
No, he was
kid.
Athletic though. He was good. Yeah.
But the shelves are bare. There are no Pokemon cards to be had, and this is, I believe it's been going on for, what, 20 years? But this
is
now...
Yeah, but this seems like a resurgence.
It's hotter than ever. It's hotter than it's ever been. Michael, explain to someone who absolutely knows nothing about Pokemon cards what this is all about, because that would be me, because I still don't really get it.
All right, so Pokemon started as like a... just a card game where you would battle, blah blah blah.
But not like a gin rummy or anything where you
gin rummy. That's cards. Good for an 11-year-old.
Okay, what's it's that? Not like a you wouldn't play it like with a deck of cards like
poker.
You know, poker, yeah.
Well, you.
How do you battle? Lean into the camera. Stay still. I know it's hard.
No
for you
one play really plays the card game. It's just to collect them.
The card game like a flipping game?
No, so it's like, I'll just get a card really quick, actually.
Okay,
great.
Right, go get a card.
Did you ever flip baseball cards when you were a kid, Mike?
No. I collected, but I didn't.
I did too, but that was a big, big deal. Like in fifth and sixth grade, if you'd had two people, you'd flip your cards and you won the other card if you got a face card and the other guy was down. And then if it was more than that, it was odd man out. But it was a great way to spend time on the bus and stuff.
So this is, I'll take it out of the sleeve. This
Into the microphone, please.
This is just a random card. It's not worth anything.
You can hold it right up to the camera.
Okay.
I'm so happy right now.
It says...
Technologically speaking.
It says Venomous... One of its attacks is Venomous Fang, which is 50 health points.
I thought so.
Then there's Critical Bite. This attack does 30 damage. Right. Blah, blah, blah. You get it. And then... It's pretty much just people collecting cardboard, paper.
And it's value, right?
Yeah, and also...
What's Rob playing right now? Is that a Pokemon song, or are you just playing Japanese?
This is Asian-themed music to support the story.
All right. So, in a forest a long time ago.
Okay,
no,
stop.
No, we don't want that.
He does what his dad does, see? He does what his dad does.
That's frightening, but that happened that fast.
It's genetic. It really is, God.
And pretty much there's full arts, which are like, it's kind of like based on artwork, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's a really cool full art, people will pay a lot of money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And
lean up into the camera.
I wish I could get it, but I don't want to waste my dad's time. And
so,
what do you want to get? What do you want to get?
I want to get a full art.
Full art.
What's a full art?
It's a type of card.
Oh, I thought it was what
I just explained it.
I thought it was what I did in the bedroom last night.
Stop it.
A flart. A flart. Who flarted? So, how do you make money on Pokemon?
Well, you have to get an app. You can use
lean
whatever
forward.
You
I
can
like
use.
You,
you can use whatever you want. I use TCG Player. Mm-hmm. That's kind of to check the value, and it's also condition based, like how good condition the card is in. Like if it's in crap, like this card's actually in pretty good. No, it's not.
Well, I guess for condition, you look at the corners. Obviously,
yes,
you want them to be sharp.
What's the most expensive Pokemon card you could get?
First edition Charizard.
How much is that worth?
Depends. It can be worth like. Millions, hundreds, of thousands.
No, but I mean, it's either has any Pokemon card sold for over $1 million?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
I have one Pokemon card, Mike. It's Honus Wagner.
Do you know who Honus Wagner is, Michael?
Yeah.
What is it?
Old baseball player.
There you go.
Yeah, he just retired last year.
All right. Before we let you go, go ahead.
Say something.
Go ahead. So, lean in. I like you leaning into the shot.
Also,
stay still.
Graded cards, which is
what are those?
PSA is a grading card system.
That's a public service announcement, a PSA.
And also, you don't want to be careful not to let your math teacher grade your cards.
Isn't PSA count too, Rob, a blood count?
PSA, I think.
TSA.
Yeah. No,
you should know. You're the one that's had the blood work done. Is it PSA?
Listen, if I knew all the details, I wouldn't need a doctor.
Oh, my God.
I think it's TSA.
No, TSA is Transportation Security Administration.
Sure. Anyway, it's
now we're being brushed off, Mike.
You can go to GameStop, and you can go there and say, I want these cards graded, and they will send it to PSA, or you can send it to you can send it yourself.
Can you talk a little louder?
Which is
drifting off a little bit.
All right. So you can go to GameStop, and you can bring your cards there and say, I would like these cards to be shipped off and graded from PSA. And you can also send them yourself, but that, like, takes a lot more time.
What's your goal with your Pokemon? What would be a great week for you in Pokemon collecting? Lean into the camera.
Probably, like, going to a convention and, like, having some money from, like, my cards and just trading and buying sets or cards. That would be really fun.
Dude, will they have a cards? God, that's a convention. Land of nerds.
According to a listener in our chat room, Elsie
Knight.
Tampa,
they have Tampa.
Says that a Pokemon card in April of 2022 sold for $5.2 million.
Nice.
Now, whether or not that whether or not that's true, I can't comment. But obviously, someone means it enough that that's what happened.
It was bought by Logan Paul.
Yeah,
it was
graded
a 10.
I saw that video. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay.
Very, very cool. All right.
So to collect them, do you just go and buy packs?
Josh says, Rob, that Michael's camera looks great. That's awesome. I'm very excited, very happy.
I said that when we did it. Why does Josh's opinion have more weight than mine?
Because he's looking at it from Italy.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's very cool. Well, listen, buddy, I want to congratulate you on high honors. I want to congratulate you on the All-Star team. And we're going to go to DBAT right after the show today to get some swings in. And, you know, let's be nice to your mother and father and know how much we love you. Is there anything that you'd like to share? And without saying bye-bye duties before you get out of here, would you, you know?
I have one question.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
You know, this is a very special time of year, Michael. Last month, we celebrated moms and proms. And this Sunday, we celebrate dads and grads. What do you have planned for Father's Day? I know you know it's coming up, right?
Good question. Do you know what date it is, Michael?
The 14th.
Higher.
16th.
Lower.
15th.
Exactly. The Ides of June.
All right.
Do you know what June 22nd is?
Your birthday.
Oh.
I have to know that. I know I go on your phone a lot.
Well, that's weird.
not joking.
The Mike, June 22nd, and it's on my Elvis calendar, marks the end of birthday season.
June 22nd is the official end of birthday season, even though his is still coming up.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He's not part of.
Guess
the
what?
Scene.
It's felt like a year since it's been my birthday.
Yeah.
And anything else before you go? Anything you
want
to say?
If you want to, you should collect Pokemon.
Okay.
It's really fun. I got back into it. It's fun.
You did get back into it.
Do you have any interest in sporting cards? Baseball,
I have a bunch of sports cards. Yeah,
He looks at that too. But this right now, it's Pokemon that he's truly into. And
I think I have a set, like a complete set from the late 90s, in a box of baseball cards. Would you be interested in that to go through? And
see,
they're Donruss, they're not Topps, but I don't think they've ever even been touched. They might have been from the prize closet. If I can find it, I'll mail it down for you.
Ooh,
that'd be cool.
That'd be very, very cool. And, I know what I wanted to ask you about the last thing. As far as the All-Stars are concerned, you were a late addition to the All-Star team. You haven't gotten a lot of playing time, but you had an at-bat in one of the games, and you certainly played almost the entire doubleheader last week in the practice games. In your world, what would be the best possible situation for this All-Star? Say you have one more tournament, and then if you win in that tournament, you're going to go on to the regional. I think it's the Southeast Regional. What would be, in your opinion, the best possible situation for All-Stars?
Like, in what way that could be, like, for me or for, like...
For you. For you. Let's, I know that you want
and
the team
for the
to
nation.
Win.
Someone gets... Well, this wouldn't be for the team, but, like, for me...
Yeah.
Since I don't play a lot, it would be someone getting injured, and I have to take their position to bat and, like, in the field.
Do you know who Wally Pipp is?
Yeah, I get up. He knows Wally Pipp.
Okay. I get up there, and it's, like, maybe... Almost, it's either we're down by a run or it's a tie game, and there's like a man on, like in scoring position, and I hit a line drive in the gap and win the game.
This is awfully detailed.
I love you, buddy. Yeah. I love you. You make your father happy.
By the way, in that scenario, how many fans are in the stand? Like 58,000?
58,000 screaming Williamsport fans. And
there's actually a lot of people there.
Yeah, there are when they have the World Series. And the Red Sox, sorry about last
I'm watching
night.
The highlights.
Go watch the highlights. Go enjoy
Bye,
yourself.
Duties.
Bye, duties. See you later. Bye. That's my son. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Kill his camera, Rob. We're back.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. I mean...
I love him on his own camera. Mic technique, not great. But
why did Josh say, well, there goes Mike's phone passcode? What was that? What happened? What?
He said it because your son said he's in your phone all the time.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay.
We didn't put anything up that, like, right. You know, I don't think paranoid. Doug Carlson's going to be going into your cell phone or anything.
Anyway, it's very, very. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you under me like this? What?
I need my phone.
You took his phone, Mike.
Did I throw it in the trash?
Oh, no, that's too expensive to throw in the trash.
I thought you got it already. All right, here you go. See you later.
Happy Bye. Muffies.
There he goes. That's fun. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. He's been on mic a couple of times, and now that we're here for the Sum summertime, so welcome mm-hmm. to the show.
You've got a fully functioning two-camera studio now.
It's weird.
Doesn't seem that long ago we were recording to two-track tape, does it?
It really doesn't. And I was using a razor blade to edit things. So let me just say that I am very, very happy to have Michael here for the summer. But I am also, you know, it is Modern Family 100% that I have a daughter that just turned 30, finally spoke to her on her birthday yesterday.
Crazy. And I mean, it's got to be nutty for you, but I remember when you phoned in.
Yeah.
Saying she was born. I know. Oh, God, we've been together a long time. Yeah,
30 years ago. So it is birthday season. And then the 22nd, I asked Carla for a gift. And this is what I'm looking at now. This is the latest thing that I get into.
Is this a Father's Day thing or just a regular gift?
Father's Day doesn't even exist as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you're too close to your birthday. It's like having a Christmas birthday.
I am looking at what are called... Seiko mods. I like Seiko watches. I gave a Seiko watch away at our appearance up there and one of my own Seikos. They do Seiko mods. And Seiko mods are these watches where the movement and in many cases the dial, it's a Seiko watch, but the case... And the links and everything, they modify it to look like one of the great watches, be it like an AP or a Rolex.
Is this like
some
years ago when you could buy a kit that would turn a Volkswagen Beetle with a Rolls-Royce front? You could like...
Bingo.
Okay, I
get it. That's how pathetic my life is, Rob.
No, that's great. I'm glad you're not driving a Volkswagen Bug, but I think the whole note of making the watch look better is very cool. What is the best mod to get?
I don't know. But it's what I want. And in a perfect world, you know, I'm into watches. I can't swim in that sea. So it's kind of fun because they look like I think the idea of buying a knockoff, which I did one time, mm-hmm. and then I took it apart just to see what it was all about, and I thought it was incredibly cheap. And just incredibly cheesy.
Did your disassembly involve a ball peen hammer?
Yes, it did. I smashed it at one point. The idea of doing a mod, which is just a modified Seiko watch, is very cool to me because, you know, they look good and they can be done in a variety of different styles with dials. And I like watches, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this watch I've got on right now is called, and please, no jokes, mm-hmm. this is called an Orient. And this is an inexpensive entry-level watch.
Nothing.
And this is, you know, it's got a multi-complication where it's got the second hand and it's got the day and the moon phase to show you day and night. And I think it's really special.
Is it a metal band or leather band?
Leather band, and nice. Which I seem to be preferring lately because they don't get as banged up. But anyway,
and the smell.
I will be 66 years old, the smell. Let's see.
I bet it has no appreciable odor.
Well, I don't wear them all the time. No, there's nothing.
Yeah, you could. No. You know what? I bet if you applied yourself, you could get that smelling like a shoe by July 4th.
Yeah, if you're out, you know, using them all the time, yeah. And it's a nasty, moldy, nasty sweat.
One of my most stupid moments that saved in my brain for all these years, it goes back to first grade in Mrs. Seltzer's class, and we were learning how to tell
time.
She
was very wealthy because, of course, her family invented the beverage.
Exactly. So we're learning how to tell time. And they had one of those big, you know, elementary school clocks. Yeah. And she says,
by the way, Mrs. Seltzer,
yes,
had a cousin who was very active in Hollywood. He who? Ran a studio. David O. Seltzer. That's a real inside movie line for people. I knew you'd like that one.
So I
knew
you'd like that one. She said, this is the hour hand. The short one is the hour hand. The longer one is the minute hand. And then this is the second hand. And mm-hmm. I raised my hand and I said, why is it not called the third hand? And she says, because it counts seconds. And the crowd laughed at me. The class laughed at me because I didn't get it.
How old were you when this happened?
I was a senior year in high school. No, first grade. First grade at Chesterbrook Elementary, and I made an ass of myself.
You're thinking logically. You were trying to get your logical brain on that.
I get that. For what is that? It stayed with me for almost half a century.
It's Mrs. Seltzer.
Yeah, she was a tall woman.
Mine was second grade. I think it was Mrs. Pruce.
Yeah, nice Pruce.
She was everything she sounded like, Mrs. Pruce.
Can you name more of your elementary school teachers?
I will say this, based on my son concluding his elementary school career.
Yes.
I don't want to be ageist. Lord knows I'm a senior citizen. I don't want to be ageist with you. But I find that the older the teacher in some cases, the older people that are involved in elementary education can get a little bit, shall we say, crispy.
Yep.
What's the word? That's crispy's not the word I want to use.
Well, they go by rote a lot.
I prickly.
Mean, yeah, I can
a
see
a word
that.
Used that Oscar used to describe me quite often and enjoyed that. As a matter of fact, his final sign-off was that something along the lines when he sent the nasty email to me was that I can verify that you are indeed prickly, which was very strange, I thought. But I think that, you know, with the twitchy – crispy, prickly teachers that maybe less patient, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
You know who was like that? A little bit like that was Mrs. Toulmey.
Toulmey?
T-O-U-L-M-E, accent aigu over the E.
Is that French?
She was not French. She was Southern. Oh. And she often said, if you don't bring a pencil, you're not going to do your work because I am not going to lend you a pencil.
Well, F you, Mrs. Toulmey.
I was going to say, go screw. That's a lot to lay on a first grader.
Go screw in a lamp, Mrs. Toulmey.
So I think if I went back, I had my teachers were elementary school, Toulmey, Beasley, Seltzer, Lob. Oh, God, who was third grade? Weary? Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't Mrs. Weary in third grade. Fourth grade was Weary. Sixth grade was Weary. And then Mrs. Kramer, and then Mr. Lengel at 6.
See, that's all in his brain.
Yeah.
He can't say what he had for breakfast this morning, but that's all in his brain. And they were all studio musicians as well, too, weren't they? What was that name for the studio musicians?
The Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew. That was the Wrecking Crew at Rob's school. That's
it was
that
my
worked.
School was like an elementary version of the movie Fame. It was a performance
school. Very, very exciting. That's extremely.
Do you remember
exciting
any more of the name? I think that I always win with the name Mrs. Weary. Do you
Mrs.
have any?
Weary? There's no better.
No,
Miss Wilkes.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, really?
That may have been fifth grade.
Yes.
Michael's age right now, when you first and develop a real awareness.
And appreciation.
I think probably fourth, fifth grade would be when the first real teacher's crushes exist.
No crushes in my elementary school.
I remember Miss Wilkes wearing real 70s like clothing, right? You know what
like
I mean? Like,
you
like
see,
you'd see on Laugh-In.
I was going to say, or like if you see an old Pan Am film and the way the stewardess dresses.
Knee-high white boots.
Exactly.
I just remember that. That was the look that she
I
had.
Love it. My teacher, Judy Korn.
That's how old I am, and I'm reminded of it every single day.
I wonder if she's still with us.
I'd say there's a pretty decent chance. There's not that much of an age separation between a young educator and a fifth grader. I'm not talking about Mrs. Robinson, but I'm saying that when you're talking about the age differential.
That becomes a lot more in play in high school and college.
I have a clip of Miss Wilkes.
Would you like to hear? Great, great, yes.
Yeah, play the clip, will you please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
That's not even her name. I know one guy in college that successfully made it with one of his professors.
And let's be honest, if we're being, and this is not, look, I talked about this 25 years ago.
Right.
I talked about this. The bottom line is, there are two schools of thought when you see these horrible teachers go to jail because they are with a 14 or 15 or 16 year old student. The look on the administrator's face and the look on the parent's face, you know, it's hard. What are you doing when it's a young man, for example? The look on the peer's face is a little different. That's just reality.
It is. That's
I'm not trying to be a creep. I'm not trying to. But the ideal of a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old or 15-year-old and an attractive teacher, and suddenly it happens.
It does.
It's
biology.
And it's
unfortunate that it happens.
But it's not natural. It's not. And a teacher is, make no mistake, I do not in any way, shape, or form approve. If that happened to my son, I would be totally pissed off.
Mm, yeah. Especially,
we're going to get in trouble. Just
we're
going to get in trouble.
We're
here.
Fine. It's just you have to be aware of what is right and what is wrong. And that responsibility falls on the teacher's shoulders.
Yeah. Isn't that cool that Josh is watching us from Italy right now?
I want
to say hi to Josh Soroka and his whole family.
But don't call in. Just hi.
Well, I'd love him to call in. I would like him to call in. Josh, if you're watching us right now. Now,
Pop
he
in.
Might be off to doing his other things.
They have pizza to eat.
Are they? Do you know where they are? Do you know yet?
Yesterday they were at the Colosseum.
Rome.
Today I think they go towards the shore of Italy. So the beach.
You know every teacher you have, but that was really poorly done. The shore of Italy.
Yeah, they head towards the coast, I should say.
The coast. The shore. Yeah. The seashore. That's what they're doing.
We're
let's
going
take
on
a break.
Down to the ocean. Did you say I'll break? Never,
let's break,
okay,
please,
okay.
For the love of Christ. We'll take a break
perfect
later on in the
first
program.
Segment.
Rob is under the weather and doing a fine job. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but of course, Rob gets his medicine like a lot of people who live in trailer parks. He goes to urgent care.
Exactly.
So he'll tell us all about that later. And we've got somewhat depressing news coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good news.
Everybody. There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick 5-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert-curated and customer-curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. But first, I want to tell you about a brand new sponsor for the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm all for a relaxing day at the pool, just not with my old swim trunks.
Mike, those swim trunks you had, come on, they were horrible.
Even the most recent ones that I got at a box store are clunky and ugly, and I am ready to invest in something comfortable,
yes,
versatile, and built to last. And my wife told me I looked dreamy in my brand new swim trunks from Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. If you are heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks. Now, the breeze knit means it's not that nasty ass mesh that you get.
So much adjusting needs to be done.
Oh, I love mine. I really, really do. And say goodbye to the mesh forever. These are soft, chafe-free, built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you've ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use the code for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, if you've never been to one, a harbor, that is. It's fairharborclothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first purchase, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that the TMOS crew, C-R-U-E, sent you, Y-O-U-E.
Have you ever worn your new trunks to the harbor?
I just got them, and I love them. I really, really do. The problem is that, for me, I think that if you lose a few pounds and suddenly you realize that the bagginess of legs is a pain in the ass. And that is where I really love Fair Harbor, because they fit me well in the waist and they are not ultra baggy in the legs. So it's a sleek look,
fitted, and it's comfortable. And again, you can't overestimate how comfortable they are. They're so great.
They are fantastic. Fair Harbor, welcome to the Mike O'Meara Show. We appreciate that. Happy National Iced Tea Day, Rob. And I'm not talking about the performer. I'm talking about the Bev.
Now, Mike, it's funny you bring it up, because I have a soda to debut today, and I'll tease it right now.
Okay.
Sprite tea. Sprite plus tea.
I am intrigued.
Yes.
I have not
tried it yet, and I bought a 12 yesterday. So
is there
we'll
a
see.
Diet version?
Didn't notice. Did not notice. Never look for that.
You never do.
Make sure that it's not, but I never look for it.
Where do you rate iced tea on the summer beverage? Will you go into a restaurant and order an iced tea?
Yeah, an unsweetened iced tea. This will surprise you, but I get unsweetened.
Do you sweeten it with any artificial sweetener?
Mm-mm. I will use lemon if it's available.
Okay.
But I love iced tea. I'll brew a batch and just have at it.
Are you familiar with the iced tea brand Milo's at all? Do you know anything about that?
It's a prepackaged, pre-made tea. It's not like bags, right?
They polled 1,000 Americans, and half said drinking iced tea reminds them of summer or spending time outdoors. 53% think iced tea is the ideal drink for sipping on the porch. I will tell you this, that I think for thirst quenching, especially in your case, an unsweetened iced tea, that's really a good thirst quencher for me. I really
like
that.
And I love
a lot.
The fact that it's got a trace of caffeine. I dig that. It's a good beverage.
A separate poll. This is not the one that the tea Milo. People did. A separate one found that 8% of American adults have never tried iced tea. That's very odd to me.
They're Mike because they're undecided.
Yeah, it's social media has lots of thoughts on what the best summer drink is. Other contenders: lemonade, soda, beer. Arnold Palmer's. That's lemonade and
Arnold
iced tea.
Palmer is. If it's good, it's the best.
The best Sports Center promo ever was the two anchors standing in back of Arnold Palmer when he did the iced tea, lemonade, and said that was so cool. I love that. Oh, by the way, so mojitos are on the list, slushies, soda water, Gatorade, watermelon juice, cold brew, coconut water.
They're idiots. Black. They don't get anything to drink.
Or, if you want to be boring, regular water is
water's okay, but I mean, it's boring. They're right. But if it's ice cold and you're thirsty, it's good to go. You know what?
It's a bottle of wine.
Wow.
It's just at my feet for some reason.
Yeah, that's your favorite summer beverage, isn't it?
This is a Scott Kelly Pinot Noir.
It's a little dark.
From Naked Wines, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
I also, I have to give, they didn't mention it by brand name, but the Slurpee is an amazing summertime treat.
Summertime. If they work in the place, right?
Yes, still two are out of service sheets.
The Pentagon is mobilizing an additional 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles on President Donald Trump's order. According to this report that came out late Monday, he is escalating the ongoing feud with California Governor Gavin Newsom. Earlier, it announced it had sent 700 Marines to backstop the National Guard. It's the video coming out of there is very disconcerting. There are a million theories out there. There are people saying that this is by design to highlight the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans because the polling shows, and I know the polling, by the way, down here, one of those local next door threads, they were rounding up people. I just hate watching
it. Oh, my God, really?
In Bonita Springs, Florida, just down the road from me. And, of course, every person went, well, if they...
I know. And I don't know if I can believe it because it was just on TikTok or whatever. I saw it on social media. Rumor has it that all those troops that have been stationed out in Los Angeles have no access to shelter or bathrooms. So they're just like,
maybe because it was a
up.
Knee-jerk kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, and by the way...
Yeah, go ahead.
You said that the military parade was canceled in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Not canceled. It's going on. And they're having to put down steel plates on Constitution Avenue because the tanks, when they turn, will tear up the roads of Washington, D.C. Because they're not designed for tanks, Mike.
Monday night's announcement pushes the number of military personnel mobilized for duty in L.A. to approximately $4,800. Newsom blamed Trump for the chaos and said California will send more than 800 additional law enforcement officers to the city to pick up the pieces. It's a strange time.
Great time to be alive.
It really is. Yeah. Sunny days, people. Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, of course that's his name, he got tear gassed over the weekend during a
protest. My eyes are watering.
In downtown L.A. against the ICE raids in SoCal. And by the way, these raids are everywhere right now. Phineas called the protest very peaceful and said the feds were the instigators. He added, quote, if you are into this fascist stuff, you are small and weak, and you will lose. So people in the streets
You know,
protesting.
If they took their focus away from all these demonstrations and marketed a good beverage, wouldn't you buy iced tea?
Iced tea, absolutely.
Yes. See, that's what they need to focus on.
Focus
on
the
like.
Important stuff.
That's
you know?
Right.
Here's a sad note for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Sly Stone,
yeah,
the revolutionary musician and dynamic showman who Sly and the Family Stone transformed popular music in the 60s and 70s and beyond with his hits Everyday People, Stand, and Family Affair. He died Monday at age 82. He was born Sylvester Stewart. He had been in poor health in recent years. His publicist, Carlene Donovan, said Stone died in L.A. surrounded by family after contending with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and other ailments.
And I've thought of you, Mike, because it was COPD that took him. And
I lost you for a second there.
There's a movie called Sly Lives. It's a documentary about him. And I pulled a small clip. It's not a video clip. It's an audio clip. But just if you drop a needle on any Sly Stone LP, you're going to hear something unlike anything else. Just check this out.
Do Do you believe in the concept of black genius?
Sly and the Family Stone. It can't be overstated how massively popular they were.
It's a family affair.
Sly created this unique space.
Guys and girls and black and white. So you get all that input.
They sounded like nothing else sounds.
Everybody wanted him
to bring people together.
Forgot that one.
Great one.
That's him, right?
Yeah. With a girl backup. I get no money from this, but if you're not familiar with Sly's work, go to Spotify and listen to a little of it. It'll blow your mind. That yep. bass is just out of control. Great
Safe
music.
Travel home, yes. Sly, and just a transformative artist. Not
Absolutely,
even an argument
yeah.
about that one. A judge on Monday, we still keep you updated on this story, dismissed the lawsuit filed by actor and director Justin Baldoni against his Ends With Us co-star Blake Lively after she sued him for sexual harassment and retaliation. The U.S. District Court Judge Lewis Lyman's decision is the latest development in the bitter legal battle surrounding the dark romantic drama that includes Lively suing Baldoni in late December. Well, that's a pretty big development that they threw his lawsuit out. His countersuit will have to. It's ruined her anyway, hasn't
I know,
it? Really,
it has.
Her reputation.
And also, when you really look back on it, with what we're dealing with in real life, yeah. does it really matter?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
I can't bring my. I can get involved in certain celebrity lawsuits because if I have like a rooting interest. But this one just left me cold. I'm glad it's going away.
Well, not necessarily going away. They threw his out. Hers is still active. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Your wife was, in her previous career, a cartographer, correct?
Majored in cartography. And if you use maps on Waze or Google Maps, it's very likely that Carrie did some of the software for it.
There's a new poll out on navigation skills, and only 16% of people are confident they're excellent navigators without turn-by-turn GPS directions. I probably am due to the fact that I'm old. That's
yeah,
why
I could
I'm able
still
to
do it. But do you still do Waze all the time?
All the time.
Me too.
I wouldn't go anywhere without it. I literally am addicted to it. And I put the Waze map on. That's my screen. All the time. I just keep
Me
it on
too.
There to see where the police are, where everything crashes, all of it. The one that, if I can say one thing, though, because I haven't figured out with my ways, haven't taken the time to figure out how to disengage it, is the warning for railroad crossings.
I hate it.
I have one literally adjacent to my house because some of you might not realize I live on the other side of the tracks.
That's where all the speakeasies and gin joints are.
I will tell you, if it says it, it gets a little annoying, but otherwise I love
Waze. Turn off the voice. I keep it with the voice off, and that way it doesn't get in the way of my music or anything.
I'm addicted to it, but I could. You threw a map at me, I'd be able to probably knock it out.
Do you remember, and you don't even see them anymore, at every 7-Eleven, every Highs, every convenience store, there was always a huge rack of Alexandria Drafting Company's maps.
Yeah.
And there was a D.C. one and a Northern Virginia.
That was the name of the company?
Alexandria Drafting Company. But you know exactly the ones I mean, right?
Yeah, I do.
They're like 18 by 12. And when we were delivering furniture, what we would do to navigate, because way before anything electronic, we would get the address, research it, and then on the furniture ticket, write page like 16, D4. And we knew that was the quadrant we had to drive to.
There you go. That's the way it used to be done.
That's the way it used to be, yeah.
37% of people say they'd be good without GPS. 27% say they're just fair at navigating on their own. 10% say they're poor, and 7% know they're terrible. GPS is most helpful when you're driving in areas you're not familiar
yes,
with.
Yes, of course.
But even though 87% of people say they know their own community pretty well, 14% usually or always leave their GPS on. Anyway, I love Waze. I think
I
it's really, it lets me know also where John Law is when I'm robbing my series of banks. That's the way it goes, ladies
That's right.
and gentlemen.
Take a left.
Finally today, nearly 3 months after a 16-year-old Rio Rancho JV baseball player admitted to peeing in an opposing team's water jug during a game.
Oh, no.
The Sandoval County District Attorney's Office said it wasn't a crime. Chief Deputy DA Jessica Martinez said, in New Mexico, battery consists of the unlawful touching of another person in a rude and insolent manner. Mm. So in this particular case, we don't have any touching of the other person, unless you count the pee on their tongue. Ew. According to an email sent out to parents at the time of the incident, some students drank from that contaminated jug.
Yes.
Due to that, the teen was facing 15 battery charges, according to the police, one for each person who drank the water. But those charges have all now been wiped out. The teen got in big trouble, obviously, for doing this. He is a high-level prospect, even as a JV. He is a pro prospect and well-known.
Wow.
They tell me that he has a really, really good chance to go number one.
Mike, that is going to be a fun fact on his baseball card.
Thanks. Yes. Pete in a jug, number one.
He's the first pro athlete in his family. They're asparagus farmers.
Yes,
and,
they are.
He's going to the big show.
That's how he got caught. What's that water? Ew. We'll take a break. When we come back, everybody, idiots and IDs.
Yes.
Do you have yours on you? We'll come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. This portion of the program brought to you by Pesty. I'll tell you something. When the summer months come down here, we're talking, we got gribbly bugs everywhere. We got palm rats. We got,
palmetto bugs. They're like as big as a cat.
We got cane toads. We got nasty stuff down here. I hate bugs. Bugs belong outside, not in my home. They don't even pay rent.
Crickets do, but most don't.
If you got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves.
Mike, what they don't tell you is that Pesty is fun because you charge your sprayer and it's like a nuclear squirt gun.
It is.
You just got... And it's not only does it make it fast, it makes it fun. So
less than 10 minutes fast, Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Gotta love it. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off, PayPal. All right, Rob, you said, it's your dealer's choice. It's your thing. Do you want to talk about your urgent care or do you want to talk about idiots and IDs? It's your call.
Let me tell you a little bit about urgent care, and I can probably fit them both in. I'll be quick. As you know, yesterday and today still, I'm battling a cough, and I got a sore throat yesterday. And in my theory, I thought this is probably a cold that is offset by bad allergies up here, but I know it's a cold because the symptoms are different. And I sort of dealt with it for a few days. I got a flight of antibiotics on Memorial Day. So what is that, like 2.5 weeks ago?
Do you think you tend to get them when you venture out? Do you think maybe you picked that up with all of your graduation, moving during your vacation all that?
Hard to tell.
Because, I don't get sick that often at all, and I hate to see you sick. I do worry about you. I really do.
I hate it.
Could drop at any time. I feel like I don't get the same kind of exposure simply because of my lifestyle.
Yeah,
even when I'm playing my favorite sport, the most I do is when I'm paying off bets at the end of a game and I'm still sitting 2 or 3 feet away from people, right?
The doctor said, did you do anything last week that would expose you to a lot of people? I said, no, I stay in my basement. And she said, well,
you're shut in.
I am. So I get there and it's a magical thing at urgent care. And you say that, it's great for trailer park people, but if I've already got an appointment with my primary care on the 20th, but you've got to sometimes wait a week and a half to get there. So
take a breath.
You're making it worse.
You're being a trooper.
So I get there, and magic of all magic, I go in, and I'm the only person in the urgent care waiting room. The only person. And
what time did you go?
3:30, 4 o'clock, sometime around that.
That's not bad.
And I said, this is great. And I sit down, and you have to sign in on the keypad, and I immediately get called back.
So you don't get charged. See, I try when I was not under the care of the state. I love saying it like that.
Yes.
I would find myself not avoiding urgent care because they charge you a premium for that with insurance.
It's included in our insurance.
That's awesome.
To a certain extent.
So use it as a doctor. Good doctoring.
So I go in and I sit down with the lady, and I can tell right away, you know, there are nurses at this place that are yeah. But there's also ones that are there and they're nice. And this is a nice lady. Her name is Hannah. And she said, well, what brings you in today? And I said, well, I was here on Memorial Day and I'm still coughing. And she says, I said, and I'd like a refund. And she paused.
Did you say that to her? Did she get it?
Yeah. And then she laughed, which
isn't that how you measure people?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you know, if they're not laughing at that, you know, you got a long slog. But if you're trying to be lighthearted. So you popped in Memorial Day weekend when you were first feeling it. And then that was at the end of your vacation. So you have had it. They linger with you because of your, you know, depleted condition.
But it's not an infection this time because they even checked me for strep.
Okay. So what was the end result?
She said, oh, well, so I get taken back, and then I get a nurse practitioner. Her name is Elizabeth, and she runs me through all the questions, and she says, any symptoms that you're not used to? I said, my eyes are really watery and red, like I've been smoking pot all day. And then there's a pause, and I said, but I haven't. And she smiled at that. But so what they did is they upped my my attack, Mike, and I am now officially on steroids.
That's what Elvis used to call his problem.
Yeah.
the thing I hate about that.
The attack.
Is there anything doctors prescribe other than antibiotics and steroids?
No.
It just seems like that's all you ever get, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you feel, you're not going to feel it, obviously, if it's
no,
it's
I started,
working for a
I started
couple of
this
days.
Morning. Hopefully it'll feel better because it's one of these, what did they call, declining dose, where it's six pills, then five, then four, then three, then two.
Yeah,
then
and the
one.
Problem is, though, your lungs will feel better, but your testicles will be the size of sesame seeds.
You know what? At this point, I don't care. If they are the size of sesame seeds, I'll put them on a roll, bake it, and send it to you.
Did they make you show ID?
No. Oh, speaking of ID, do you have your real ID yet?
What do you mean my real? I have my driver's license.
No. The one that you have to fly with. The one that's the real ID that they made a big stink about. Where
explain.
You go and you
I don't
you
know. I'm
seriously.
Kind of out of the loop on this. I'm not flying this summer, so the last time I flew was coming up to Jimmy. So I got on the plane with my regular driver's license. What's going on?
What you need to do now is go to the DMV with your driver's license and a second form of identification. And I think like a bill that shows your name and your address, and then you get a real ID that's supposed to expedite you getting through security at the airport.
Okay.
And it's, you know, I think that they've had them a while, but now they're requiring them. And I haven't gone to the DMV yet. It's such a hassle. My mom got hers. It wasn't that bad.
Can I make a suggestion for you?
Yeah.
As far as DMV is concerned?
Yeah.
You want a little hack? And for you,
yes,
we're talking
please.
About, I'm going to say, non-traffic time, 30 minutes, 35 minutes maybe.
I'd love it.
Go down to Warrington. Go to the Warrington office. I was visiting my daughter.
Is it deserted?
It's always, I was visiting my daughter, and I said, that's the same one. That's the same one. And if you pick, now obviously there are the crush times when you just don't go to any DMV,
only an idiot would go to the Loudoun County DMV at any time of day.
Because of the population.
Yes,
I think the one down in Warrington, Virginia, where my daughter,
that lovely suburb of Washington, D.C.
A lovely suburb. You should check it out. Just
Brad lives in Warrington. How about that?
That's wonderful. Maybe they can get together sometime.
I don't see it happening.
Okay.
But there was a popular food blog. And it is called, let me get this right, because it's a stupid name, Chowhound. The Chowhound food blog has recycled a story from about a year ago, and I'm here to tell you that it's fake.
Okay.
Chowhound says if you go to the airport and you need additional ID without a real ID, you can get through by using your Costco card.
Hello.
It's not true.
Hello.
But there, I mean, it says it's a, got my name and a picture on it. So why isn't it an ID?
But it's that fake crap that
of course it's fake. And in fact, it's going to slow you down and it's going to slow everybody down.
Mine has a nice smile, though. My Costco ID. I'm smiling during
You're not allowed to smile on your driver's license in Virginia anymore. I was forced to retake. I used to have a lovely smile.
Michael was just in here. He pickpocketed me.
He got your wallet? Is he driving? He
stole my wallet. He's out riding in the car right now. But just driving around the neighborhood.
Listen, people, don't be stupid. And it's fine if you go to Chowhound. I'm sure it's a lovely website. But don't take legal and governmental advice from Chowhound. Your Costco card is good for one thing, and that's getting hot dogs for $1.50.
By the way, speaking of Chowhound, went to the Mart of Wall last night. My son was looking for Pokemon cards, was unsuccessful. I was successful in getting my new giant bag of biscuits from Ole Roy.
Are you even talking about? Like actual like dinner biscuits?
No, they were dog biscuits. That's what they were. They were dog biscuits.
And how were they?
I use them in suppository manner. So it's, not the best I've ever had. A little rough going in.
Mike, the shape. I wish they weren't really shaped like a bone.
but better than a probiotic. So, but don't listen. Don't hold me to that. Remember, folks, this is the internet primarily. All right. If you're listening on the radio, just be careful. Hey, it's noted jewelry.
Mike,
what?
Be careful.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. It's noted jewelry restoration enthusiast, Mike O'Mara. Let me brag about Carla. She is my lovely and understanding wife. She absolutely is crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing at Dermglow. It's all about real skincare. Clinical grade products, customized treatments, and results you can see. But Carla's also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. I hear her every single evening of my life talking to people that she's helping and people that want to not only get into business with her, but people that want to get thin with her.
Yes.
Those are the game-changing meds, the GLP-1s. Yes, amen.
I swear to God, look at you. You look like a different man.
I am delighted, and it's worked for me, and I know it can work for you. The game-changing meds everyone's talking about to lose serious weight. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, fast, easy, and there are payment plans because these are not cheap medications. But if you want to lose the weight, I guarantee it. And by the way, keep it off. Hello. Been on them for a long time. I don't know if I'm going to be off them. People ask that all the time.
Yeah.
Long term. Well, these drugs have been around for long term, many of them. So anyone can do this. There's no huge upfront cost. You take a quick quiz. You get approved, doctor approved.
You mentioned the expense. Yeah. And I think this is the perfect example of making an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
Especially if they make it easy to pay. Come on, folks.
Changed my life. It comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now, whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness. Carla's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her Mike sent you. In fact, Mike sent DermGlowSkin a message saying, "Hi, Carla. I'm a loyal customer, and please get me my big jug of SunGuard."
Aren't you using beef tallow?
No, doesn't work for me. Be
Damn
tough,
it.
Not fragile. Is this a song lyric?
We're getting into a song lyric, one that I did not know, even though I knew the song. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Once I had a love and it was a gas, soon turned out that he had, is this Heart of Glass?
Yes, but listen
to the lyrics. Once I had a love and it was a gas, soon turned out that he had a heart of glass. Am I doing it right?
Yeah.
Seemed like the real thing, only fine mood. Love's going behind. Yeah, riding high on love's true bluish light. Did I say it right? Be sweet.
Which is your favorite way to end a spot? Be sweet or
be
go
sweet.
In peace?
I like both. It's equal. Before we get to what I wanted to tell you about, which was my new neighbor, I want to have Rob do his taste test. Open your Sprite tea.
Now,
let me see it again, please.
This is great because they've taken the familiar green Sprite can and added brown.
Okay.
Which I don't think brown is a good color for anything. Mike, this is a lemon, lime, and tea-flavored soda with other natural flavors. Now, I didn't realize this till I got it home. No caffeine. Would have loved it to have a little bit of caffeine.
I'm going to be very curious to see if it's tea-forward or Sprite-forward.
And, Mike, ironically, with tea going in it, it still has the same number of calories as a Coca-Cola. I would think if they put some tea in, it would be a little less. But I think what happened here is they're just adding
how many flavor. Calories? How many of that sugar bomb? Oh, my God.
140 in a can.
That's just a sugar bomb right into your system. It's going to kill you. All right, here we go.
I'll be smiling. This smells, it smells a little bit like a carbonated Arnold Palmer because it's similar. Okay, let's take a sip. Saw this yesterday at a Target.
All right, here we go.
No.
Whoa, should not have bought
a 12-pack.
Really? You bought a 12-pack. What about ice? What if you put, is it cold, by the
Mike, I'm against that organization.
Well, they're wreaking havoc.
They
right
are.
Now. Oh, God.
At least let me have my soda. It is what it is, Mike. It's tea forward. It's carbonated, but it's not a good tea. You know what it tastes like?
Yeah.
Instant tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because
I'm not even going to favor it with a second sip.
How would you stack it up against a brisk? And I'm sure you've had those, right? The brisk teas?
They always taste chemical to me, too.
Yeah, they do. I think tea in a can is a little tough.
You can
tough.
Find, like, there are some brewed teas that are usually in fancier bottles with fancier price tags.
Try this sometime. When you're at the store, get a twisted tea. Oh, no, don't! Don't do it. Don't do it.
I remember one time buying two cases of Twisted Tea to bring to a tailgating event at WVU. Yeah. It disappeared like ice in August. It was gone so fast.
Let me just tell you, when it comes to Twisted Tea, High Noon, White Claw, to be perfectly honest with you, when I am going to imbibe, my feeling is, let's get to it. In a drink or two, because I'm honestly not consuming what I used to consume. So for me, you got to get a little more of the hooch in there. I don't want to drink 15 White Claws. I'd rather have a couple of adult beverages.
I was the same way. I remember we had a party and my cousin Casey was drinking a White Claw.
Right.
And she's got the Spiewak thirst. Good for her. And I said, a White Claw, really? And she says, yeah, great for daytime drinking.
Yeah.
And you said,
try my suggestion. What's that? Half vodka, half lemonade, and a 5-gallon painter's drum.
Exactly. Now, Mike, I was curious. Someone mentioned in the chat, what color is it? Well, you can't tell because it's in a can, so let me do a pour. I'm hoping it's a good feces brown. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, hold it up. Hold it up a little more. You got to do it that way. Do you have a clear vessel?
Let's see.
Do you have a glass?
I have a water bottle.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, very good.
Let me see if I can't wreck all my equipment.
Is it empty?
Yes. All right. Oh, it definitely has brownish.
It's tea colored. Yeah. It looks like tea.
Mike, it looks like dehydration.
Mr. Spiewak, we'd like to see you get a little more water into your diet. If you could, we would truly appreciate that.
Yeah, Mike, this is not the traditional straw color of urine. This is much darker.
Before we go to break, I want to tell you what's always grossed me out down here in Southwest Florida is there are places that take care of wound care because old people don't heal as well. And
especially in the extremities.
Well, I'm feeling like like Elvis when I this is a result of my Chinese golf shoes that gave me a little blister
top
of my foot.
Temu. No.
And it has taken a remarkably long time to heal to the point of 2 days ago. And it healed, by the way. So
Did you mess with it?
I dug in it. And
Like Elvis.
Elvis did.
It was the size of a quarter.
He said,
I should get something good for this.
If you're over a certain age, probably not a real good idea to do that. But I'm here to say it took way too long. And I no longer have to concern myself with the beaties, which can eat away your extremities. But it was just
you take off your Chinese golf shoe and find a toe in it.
I think it's just a question of the adjustment.
Where was the blister?
Top, literally, the center of the top of my foot.
And, that's horrible.
And it was less a blister than an irritation, but
you dug at it.
But the skin up there is like super thin, not loose, Sharpay, man. It was just super thin.
Right.
And then
it's not tough like your heel.
It's not tough like your heel. And I would hate to think. I got online, which was a terrible mistake.
I'll
I got
never
on YouTube,
do that.
Which was an even worse mistake because they show examples of what it is. And now what? You're coming in again. Where's the the camera fell. The camera fell.
They Hold said on. The same thing today on the Today Show.
My son's gotten into Legos again during the summer. So.
Oh, cool.
What? Oh, you built what? I built that. You built that. Look, he built that. He wanted to come in and show it.
It's like a Formula One racer?
18 and over Legos. So
wow.
That's good.
The Legos that have nudity what? And cigarettes.
Can you put the camera back up there? Right over there. Just put it in there. All right. There
Tell me go. When you want me to take the shot.
That's okay. You don't have to. Here, you want it back? All right, go do something.
That's a good dad.
Get ready to go to DBAT.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah, thank you. No.
When he gets older, you can tell him what the D stands for.
He's had his time, all right? He's had it. Real quick,
yeah.
I don't have any evidence to back this up, Rob, none whatsoever.
Okay.
But I will tell you that I have a sneaky suspicion that the new neighbor who moved in across the street.
Yes.
Might be a secret agent.
Oh, no.
This is all the information I have.
2 days for this music bed in a row.
Late model exotic cars.
Yeah.
Constant vehicles going to and from. Women are probably slightly younger than me, but young enough to participate in clandestine service. And travel. Back and forth constantly.
And yes. Their name is Jones.
I believe. And a very, very nice lady.
Sure. She has to be to get the secrets.
She is very, very nice and a very
celebrity
good looking
lady. Celebrity she most resembles?
Oh, man. It's a good question. Boy, oh, boy.
And could it possibly be drug dealing? Trip wants to know.
No. I don't. Drug dealer, not secret agent. You're in Florida.
Attaboy, Trip
gets the award for the line.
Yeah,
it's always a drug dealer.
No, who does she look like?
Oh, I'm trying to do
Jennifer
the celebrity
Coolidge?
Here. No, stop it,
Parker
don't
Posey.
Give me a
try.
No. No, no,
no,
no.
I don't. I'm not
okay,
a spy.
Okay, don't do it. Don't
no.
do it. I hate it when you do that. Anyway, I think that
didn't know you hated it.
I did. I didn't like it.
All right.
Because everybody was doing it at that particular time, you know.
True. True.
Somebody said try Rob's fecal tea.
Mm.
That's good. There it is, the Mike. Comments are rocking today, you know.
It's really. The color of a night at Taco Bell, right there.
There you go. Delish. Celebrity would be somewhere in the neighborhood of that lady from Ted Lasso.
Oh, the owner of
the owner.
Team? Yeah. Wow, so elegant and put together.
Yeah. You're such a pig. You really are. Go to commercial.
Wouldn't
ass.
You say that then
you, you just take it. You always take it down the road when you know it's in my friggin' backyard.
Mike, they're too busy flying
to embarrass
they
me.
They don't know.
You don't and involve your neighbors around because you live in your bunker. You don't even go outside to take your trash barrels
They keep
out
dying. that's sad, right?
Ridiculous. We have a beautiful video and more
beautiful.
Coming up
yeah.
on the Mike O'Mara Show. And, yes, secret agent. She is spoy.
Yeah.
I've almost killed it today, my white peach. Can you contact our friends at White Peach and this flavor?
You mean Liquid IV?
Liquid IV.
Yeah.
White Peach Liquid IV. Rob, I'd like the atomizer box.
Okay.
Can we get that, please?
Yeah.
This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. It's peak hydration season. Oh, it sure is.
Yep.
It's going to be 93, 94 again today here in Southwest Florida. Liquid IV is the perfect companion for your hottest summer plans. And if you visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout, that's good for 20% off your first order. Take advantage, Zang, of
yes.
that.
Yes.
They've just launched an exhilarating new flavor, Arctic Raspberry. Exotic and fun.
Fun!
Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Live Hydra Science for smart hydration. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water. In my case, you can double that water. I don't think they'll mind me telling you that.
No.
It hydrates better than water alone. I drink it each and every day. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. So grab a stick and start sipping. No matter what your summer brings, tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV. Treat yourself to extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order. TMOS, Liquid IV. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go. 50s on 5 Radio XM. It's the dawn of rock and roll.
Let's go. Mike, this was all over local news, and it was on Facebook to a certain extent, and I'm glad you didn't bring it up because I'd like to surprise you. There was a bear spotted in the Washington, D.C. area suburbs at the intersection of Center Street and Eldon Street in Herndon.
We know who works there.
And when action happens, he is there. Jimmy,
his phone. Oh, no. Did he find the camera again?
Mike. There's a bear in a tree.
Is this new or old?
This is yesterday afternoon.
The last thing was the house fire, wasn't it?
Yeah, but Mike, this is great because it's a bear. And there's a lot of people around, and he is so... I thought about scheduling him for today, but there's enough Jimmy on these tapes that we'll be just fine.
Okay.
We're live in downtown Herndon.
Herndon.
Where everyone's gathered Herndon. Around to see the bear.
There he is.
Wave to us.
Oh, my gosh. He's right there.
He is trying to make a phone call right now.
It's not.
He's right there.
Chewing on a cable.
So it's a baby bear that climbed a tree about a block away from John.
Lots of
Cubs
fans here today.
How far did he walk from his restaurant to go? Right? Probably a mile, right?
No,
something
like
that?
Three or four blocks.
Three or four blocks, but of course he gets down there.
There are residences behind. Let's go to part two.
Okay.
When he's really on fire.
There's stop.
I don't want to be your tiger. Welcome to Herndon.
It's big.
He is.
There's a bear. There he is.
I would have loved to have seen him climb the tree.
Go over here, buddy.
Yeah, that's what called Jimmy up. Get
we'll
out
get
there
us some food, guy.
Now, Jimmy somehow thinks that this video is going to somehow translate into big business. Because I don't know how he... But the
How is some food just up the street?
Mike, the Fairfax County Police have named the bear Eldon. That's good. Show the traffic. Oh, I know exactly where this is.
Look how far he's pretty close.
Yeah,
he's pretty close to his joint. Let's get a shot of the back of my restaurant.
School
there you go, Jimmy. Hey. A travel on.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
Mayor boo-boo. Merkel. I believe
how about
that was
a couple
Mayor
of picnic baskets?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mike. Nobody was injured.
Doing the work of the Lord.
He was.
James Tiberius Cerrito. There he is. My buddy.
This is kind of exciting to me because it's got two people I love in it. New movie coming out on... This is coming out on Amazon Prime. And it's called The Pickup. And it stars Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson.
Really? I got laid. This is my 25th wedding anniversary. If I miss dinner with my wife tonight, I will be shot.
Don't do anything stupid.
Whatever gets you home to your wife in time for your special day.
Happy anniversary.
Round five. Get
dice.
Out there.
You were supposed
dice.
To retire from moving on to a new career.
You're pivoting this late?
Well, how old do you think I am?
Well, you're black, so you look 40, but you could be up to 90.
I am on that opening day. Opening day, I'm on that.
Pete Davidson and Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
that's
God,
okay.
I love them both. Yeah.
That's okay. I think it might be. And by the way, Dice has endeared himself to me with his stupid videos.
Yeah, he's sort of reinvented himself.
Where he's like, Billy Joel, you play that one? And it's a song Billy Joel doesn't play. I like the whole thing. Yeah, I'm with you on that 100%.
There's one he goes up to a lady and she doesn't know who he is. And he says, I was wondering if maybe you wanted to take a picture with the face.
Yeah, I love those. Those are awesome. I really enjoy them. I really do.
Clearly, America has enough money. Let's close with this. Are you aware of water tastings with water sommeliers?
Oh, no. No, I'm not. Thank God I am now, though. I'll never get that out of my brain.
Some bottles cost hundreds of dollars, and they are as exotic as, like, this is water that was collected from the mist in the rainforest.
Okay.
And here's this jackass telling us how to drink water.
When you're tasting water, you should drink water. It's not like zipping a little bit. It's literally like drinking. The aromas, what you will find in your water, will be actually in the backside of your tongue. So when you're really drinking a lot, you will get the whole experience of that water.
Martin Rieser is a water sommelier. He's curated a list of 20 waters at his LA restaurant. They range in price from $8 to $20.
Yes.
Before we meet Martin, though, a taste test. Can people really tell the difference between water and, well, fancy water? Water A is LA tap water. Water B is 90H2O. It sells for $12 a bottle.
Try water A first. Have some of that.
Gotta smell it.
Yeah, smell it.
Okay, it's water.
Neutral.
Okay.
Yeah, neutral. It tastes like water.
There's no taste to it, so that's good.
I like when he says it just tastes like water.
Water.
But I do like seeing a water sommelier because I finally found a career, a job that is more fake than being a podcaster.
Amen. Amen, baby. Amen.
People
and by the way,
people will buy it if you sell it.
Yeah, but if that guy at the restaurant had kept talking, I would have played this. There it is. Would have blown him to
Mike,
kingdom
you taste
come.
It in the back of your throat.
Absolutely. Yeah, it tastes like water. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And you're going to check in with Mr. Soroka.
Tomorrow's episode will be part two of the travelogue. We had a lot of fun last week, but I'm very excited about this show because he seems, here, we started the show with it, he seems prickly.
Ah, that's exciting. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. And for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying, drink water. It's summertime. And so long, everybody.
Unsweetened water.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
There's the slide.
There it is.
Hold on a second. Yeah, the end of the show is going to be... just play the explosion again. A-hole, you...
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.